The flood of door-to-door campaigning, television and radio ads, and other activity ends in six GOP-controlled Senate districts tomorrow. Voters will choose between the Republicans and six Democratic challengers. Over the weekend in Thienesville, musicians traveling with the Tea Party Express predicted the GOP lawmakers will hold on to their jobs.
We the people of America, we're standing tall, and this is what we say. We voted once, we'll vote again. These recalls will not pay, and their jobs, they'll stay.
But Democrats say they have a good chance to win the minimum of three seats that would give them the potential to retake control of the state Senate. Control may not be determined until the results of two recall races next week, targeting Democratic senators who left the state during the collective bargaining debate. UW-Milwaukee governmental affairs professor Mordecai Lee says if the Democrats' recall gamble succeeds, it would not only slow the conservative policies of Governor Scott Walker. Lee says elections in all states that allow recalls could change.
I really think this is a pivotal moment where we might be shifting from the old-fashioned American system of regular scheduled elections to elections whenever the parties want them.
Lee says if the Republicans hold on to the Senate, organizers of tomorrow's recall elections may need to rethink their strategy. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.